Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Your Token Brown with Mia Venkat. I am Mia Venkat, and this week's subject is the art of the fuckboy. Now, you might ask, what is a fuckboy?
Fuckboy. Noun. One who plays with your emotions and tells you what you want to hear to achieve his own selfish desires. Also see. Trash human.
Yes, online reader, can you use that in a sentence for me, please?
Becky. Stop bitching about him. I told you he was a fuckboy.
Thank you. Very informative. Today we have with us a friend of mine. We're going to call her Barbara. Barbara, as we both know from years of experience, there's a range of fuckboys. So an emotional fuckboy is someone who everyone just loves. You're like, oh my God, you have to meet Joe. He's so nice. He's a good guy. He's awesome. And he'll hold your hand. And he's like, oh, I like you so much. I just like your mind. I just invigorating like, conversation.
Oh my God,
you.
You're a Sagittarius, right? Oh, I remember from the last time we talked about it. Yeah.
And then you talk to your friends and you're like, I think I'm catching feelings.
No, don't do it. Please don't do it.
And they're like, go for it. Joe is such a good guy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Finally, you're like, wow, I'm going to have my first boyfriend. This is crazy. I'm about to date this guy. And everyone's excited. And you like talk to him. You're like cuddling. And you're like, Joe, what are we? And Joe goes, whoa.
Let's be friends.
Classic case of the emotional fuckboy.
The emotional fuckboy.
No, I think arguably that's the worst.
The classic fuckboy, you know what you're getting into. Classic fuckboys is the Chad. Chad's an idiot.
God damn it. But the emotional fuckboy, it's like, well, you gotta have some kind of ill intent because how else are you gonna play it like that? He a fuckboy.
But you put on quite a show. Really had me going. But now
I have my friend Star here with me. Star, how do you feel about this range of fuckboys?
I like the Chads. Okay. I don't mind the Chads, you know? Because they're upfront with you, that they're douches. And it's like, that's good. Like, I just made my own decision to, like, probably have mediocre sex with you. you know? But the emotional fuckboys, it's like, you just, like, fucked me into this, making me think that I was actually going to have a person to talk to. And then you also gave me super mediocre sex. You know? So it's like, both suck ass.
Okay, we are here with another friend. We're going to call her Juniper. Juniper, tell me about your last interaction with a fuckboy.
My last interaction with a fuckboy. So I was going to ask this guy to parents formal because I was like, easy, safe date. Our relationship is great. We're on such a great friend level. And we go to K.A. Crawfish and we're talking literally about how gross crawfish are. And he cuts me off mid-sentence to whisper in my ear, do you want to go have sex right now?
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
And I said, what? And he goes, okay, cool, okay, cool.
All right, guys, this is Mia Venkat, and thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Your Token Brown. But guys been doing it, too. They got side chicks stacked all the way to the roof.